girls and record levels of sadness, and how adolescent girls are reporting the highest rates of sadness and suicidal thoughts and sexual violence in 2021, double the rate of their counterparts, teen boys. And that's just a CDC issue. This is now, a New York Times article, and it's happening. It's happening everywhere.
And they're seeing that adolescent girls are reporting to emergency rooms, the CDC study, at a higher rate with suicidal ideation, that a tremendous number of them have actually thought about ending their lives because of their anxiety and depression. And yes, the study also found that many of them have experienced abuse. And we think this is also another phenomenon of the pandemic. As you know, social media is also a really big factor here, that adolescents, particularly adolescent girls, live on social media, and there's like TikTok. And so they see an ideal version of what they think life should be, or they experience bullying. And it's not like, back in the day, you go to school and you leave school and it's over. It's constant. Social media is constant. And some, of these young girls and guys are waking up in the middle of the night so that they can see what's happening with their social media accounts. And so it's very pervasive. And, we're seeing the isolation again, with COVID, the lack of ability to interact with their peers, the lack of structure of school. All those things have contributed to this depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideation.
Wow. Well, that's great that Beth Dolinar is getting involved out here in Westmoreland County, her film being screened at Pitt Greensburg. That's fantastic. I want to talk about the Curtis Upshur Jr. Recovery Award. Let's start with who Curtis Upshur Jr. is, and then we'll talk about Dr. Don Giovanni.
Last year, we actually changed the name of this award in memory of Curtis Upshur. Curtis was an individual who was a passionate advocate, both professionally and personally, for individuals with mental illness. He worked for a community care behavioral health organization, the managed care organization, but he's also worked for recovery programs. He's worked in behavioral health, community mental health centers. His recent job before he passed away was going and doing public and media relations with community care. And so he would be like at every event. He would be exhibiting for them. But he was like a person who, because he was so warm and so gentle and so caring, was so recognizable in the human service community, and particularly in the behavioral health community. He was a passionate advocate about mental health for people of color. And he himself, was an African American man. And he grew up in Pittsburgh at a time when there was a tremendous amount of discrimination. And he had remembered those days. But he also experienced, life as a Black man. And he wanted to raise awareness about the prejudices, both hidden and overt, in treating individuals of color, the lack of services in certain communities. He was a very passionate advocate for Mental Health Americas. He served on the board of directors with me at Mental Health America in Allegheny County. And also, I recruited him to be on the board of directors at Mental Health America. And he had retired just shortly before his passing. And it was not expected. So it was a tremendous shock to the community. So, in honor of his memory and his life's work in recovery, recovery for people with mental illness, we named this award in his honor. And you'll hear me say the word recovery, but in the field of mental health, it's sort of similar to what we see in the field of addiction, that you can still be, quote unquote, as they describe an addict, someone who has these addiction tendencies throughout your lifetime. And just as if you have certain types of depression and serious mental illness, that may be with you for your life, but that doesn't have to define you. So, for example, we don't say, oh, he's a schizophrenic. Like you're not defining the person by the illness. He's a person who has schizophrenia. He's a person who has depression. And so they can go on, as we've seen, many movie stars, high figures. The current senator in Pennsylvania has come out and talked about his mental illness, depression, anxiety, and he's being treated for that. And since that time, other legislators have come forward and talked about their having mental health issues. And so it's not that these people have to live in the shadows. They can't be successful. They can't have normal lives. So recovery, we say, is a journey. It's not necessarily a destination. So that's when you hear me talk about that. That's what I'm talking about. And
Wonderful.
that particular award is given to Vito Don Giovanni, and he's a retired psychologist, also from Torrance State Hospital, highly recommended by the nomination committee, because of his work, for his life work for people with mental illness and advocating for people that have substance use disorder at the state hospital, but also have mental illness. And he has just devoted his life, even now that he's retired, he still volunteers to work with people that have serious mental illness.
Wonderful. So I'm sure he'll have a big following there, a big crowd there that will, have been helped by him, right?
There will be people that will have been helped by him and people that will have been helped by Dr. Isaac. And there's people all throughout southwestern Pennsylvania because Torrance State Hospital doesn't only serve Westmoreland County, it serves the surrounding counties. And so, he has had a lifetime of work with these individuals and help them be well. And as they are discharged on their journey, giving them the tools they need to live better lives.
Wonderful. Let's talk about the prevention category. Hedera Katarski from Seton Hill University.
Yeah, she's a coach, and she's been working a lot with the students who are athletes about their mental health. And they actually have an app at Seton Hill University that they're using with the athletes so that they can check in about their mental health. And this is kind of state-of-the-art, revolutionary. You'll hear a lot of athletes coming forward now and talking about their own mental health journeys. Olympic athletes, football players in the NFL, hockey players in the NHL, just really talking about, they're having issues with their mental illness. And we see it also when players retire. So when students leave, they also have those issues. And when they leave, they really don't have the tools they need to, if they don't go on to pursue at their athletic career or athletics, they miss it. There's a void in their lives that they don't know how to deal with. And if they do go on, it's extremely competitive and stressful. And how do they deal with that? And so by using this app and by the support and the work that she has done, that has really helped the mental health of the students at Seton Hill University. Who are athletes. And it's also raised the level of just talking about mental health at Seton Hill University so that the students who go there know that we use the term it's okay to not be okay, and they know that it's okay to be able to talk about their mental health.
And then we have Dr. Amy Herschel from Community Care Behavioral Health. Why don't you tell us about her?
Dr. Herschel has done a lot of work in her profession at Community Care Behavioral Health with people trying to assist them in living healthier, well lives. And what she has done is a lot of research to assist individuals in this area. Throughout the pandemic, she's actually done work with the employees who are having issues related to isolation. During the pandemic. And so, because of her research and some of the work that she has done, she has actually been able to assist people again with their mental wellness and advocating for them to get the care that they need, and learning about what some of the, we call them, best practices are in the field, so that others can follow those best practices and replicate some of the things that she has found as they move forward.
Wonderful. We're talking with Lori Barnett Levine. She's the CEO of Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania. She's our guest today on the show, telling us a little bit about the Innovations Dinner that's coming up. This is the, what did you say, 21st annual Innovations,
Yes,
right?
yes.
Celebration honoring innovators in mental health and substance use disorder treatment and services. So, great list of winners. Very, very interesting to hear all about those people. If you are interested, Lori, if someone is listening right now and says, I want to go to that at Antonelli Event Center on April 27th, how can they buy a ticket for that?
They can go on to the website at Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania, MHASWPA. Dot org, and there is a link there where you can go on and purchase tickets. And they can find this also on our Facebook page. They can we ha they can call our office at 724-834-6351, and request information that way as well. So both through social media, through our website, and calling the office.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Our guest today is Lori Barnett Levine. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania. And I wanted to have you on the show because as we approach mid-April, we're getting even closer to May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. Why don't you tell us about the significance of that month and all of the things that MHA does to create awareness?
Sure, but before I go on to that topic, I want to mention that the Catholic Accent is also receiving a media award at Innovations. And as you know, Jennifer, they're receiving that award for all of the work that they've done around mental health, not only in printed material, but also in on television. They've also, the Catholic Diocese has done work around substance use disorder. In the past, they actually had meetings at the different churches around southwestern Pennsylvania in the Westmoreland area where they spoke about addiction. They had people who had issues with addiction talk about their own experiences. They've talked about mental health and mental health issues with youth and families. And the television show has really had tremendous exposure, because it's not only people in southwestern Pennsylvania or people who receive the actual physical Catholic accent, but people can tune into the show and watch it all over, southwestern Pennsylvania, and learn about mental wellness and taking care of themselves and their families and issues related to mental health.
Well,
So
thank you for the mention. That wasn't necessary, but we appreciate
I
it.
know you deliberately skipped over
Well,
it.
I just wanted to make sure everybody else had their time. And I know the team of the Catholic Accent is going to be really excited for the dinner. It's already on everyone's calendar. And for me, it's been a I feel like it's been a journey of at least the last it has to be the last since I was at Channel 4, so it has to be at least the last 13 years that you and I have been together, on that evening. And so I think I'm excited for that. But I'm also so impressed about, what your plans are and all the advocacy and awareness that you do for May. So go ahead and talk to people at home about, locally the resources that you provide, nationally the resources, and what that May Awareness Month looks like.
So, I mean, part of the reason we have Innovations in April is to set the stage for May being Mental Health Month. And you often hear, if you hear me talk, you hear me say, there's no health without mental health. That's our tagline. But also, mental health is health. And so people don't think about their mental health as being part of their overall health. And your mental health and your physical health are interchangeable. So, and you've heard me talk about this a lot, that your physical health can affect your mental health and vice versa. So that it's really important for people to really do pay attention to their mental health. And I think one silver lining of the pandemic is it's really changed the conversation and really introduced mental health and depression, anxiety into the conversation. And unfortunately, it's also introduced suicide into the conversation. And we've had, a record number of suicides in Westmoreland County and around southwestern Pennsylvania. We've seen a rise in murder suicides. And there's also what we call deaths of despair. That they may be overdoses, but they may be people who have just really just given up on themselves. And so the message of May being Mental Health Month, this was really created. We are an affiliate of a national organization. We're a private nonprofit ourselves, but we're an affiliate of a national organization called Mental Health America. And Mental Health America has affiliates all over the United States. And, they're different in how they're structured, but the thing that we have all in common is our advocacy related to mental health and mental wellness and prevention. The national tagline is before stage four, so that if you had, an illness, you would want to take care of that illness before you reach stage four. When we talk about cancer, we talk about actual prevention of cancer. We talk about not smoking cigarettes. We talk about, your overall health. We talk about going for mammograms, physical activity, things that we know that can prevent cancer, using suntan lotion. So why don't we talk about this with our mental health? Why don't we talk about the things that are important for our youth? Prevention of trauma, recovery from trauma. We talked about violence in young girls, sexual assaults, proper diet, exercise, getting enough sleep, all of these things. And the general population may not know about that. So we utilize May being Mental Health Month to have the opportunity to create a greater awareness around mental health. And you'll see that there are a lot of community activities in April and May around May being Mental Health Month to spread the word. And I think the country has adopted May as Mental Health Month, many organizations, and utilize that time as a time to highlight people's mental health needs.
And the resources that are available. People need to know that. So why don't you take a minute and talk about the resources that are available locally and nationally?
Excellent. Thank you. Some of the resources that are available recently, it's been publicized. There was this really, I'll call it a long number, to be able to access the national, and they called it a suicide hotline, but they changed that, and now they're calling it a crisis line, and they changed the number so it's simply 988, like you would dial 911. You can dial 988 and you get someone immediately for you to be able to talk to about your crisis. If you're a veteran, you can press one and you'll be connected to another veteran. They also have a special line for people who are LGBTQ. They have the ability for people who are hearing impaired. You can text them as well at that line. There is also a crisis text line, which is 741-741. Some people feel more comfortable, that there's even more anonymity in being able to text somebody instead of actually talking to them. And these, again, are lines that are designed to assist people in seeking services, and so that they feel like they have someone that they can talk to. Because again, we're talking about having someone to talk to. And there is also a mobile crisis program that if someone are in physical crisis, they can actually dispatch a service to go out and have that person have someone see them face to face. And so that's really important because it's not just a phone call. They don't send people out unless somebody really needs it or requests it, and the person has to be willing. They're not just going to go and like knock on your door and barge your door down to be able to help you. There's also, various emergency rooms around that can CU, I know Accela Health has a behavioral health unit, and you can go there and they have people that will see you. There's all the hospitals in Pittsburgh. There's Forbes Hospital, there's Western Psychiatric. So the people can actually present themselves there if they want to. There will be a wait. There's always a wait to sit in the emergency room because they're busy. And so you need to be prepared to experience that. There's also the Trevor Project, and the Trevor Project exists particularly for people who have LGBT, Q issues to let them know that life can get better and that there is hope. In Westmoreland County, there's also the Ray of Hope. It's a an organization that really it's housed in Mental Health America, but it's sort of a freestanding organization. And so that they do a lot of work around suicide awareness and prevention. And they exhibit around the community. You can find their tables at a lot of community events. And they offer information about mental health, about suicide awareness and prevention. And the one thing that we're seeing now is that we don't want people, the word, the verbiage has changed. And part of the reason the verbiage has changed is because language matters.
Language does matter. It absolutely, absolutely does matter. And
And
all this information is available on your website. I hate to cut you off. We're out of time for the show, but all this information is available on your website, social media, all this. Lori Barnett Levine, thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking to us about May Mental Health Awareness Month.
thank you
You're
for the
listening to
opportunity.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.